And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood and masculinity. Hi, I'm Bill Cable. Our guest today is Professor Linda Nielsen, who has recently written a book called Father-Daughter Relationships, Contemporary Research and Issues. And we are going to be speaking to Professor Nielsen about this very interesting topic of father-daughter relationships. It seems like everyone is either a father of a daughter or the daughter of a father, so there is a lot of interest. Daughters, the word itself is mysterious. There are silent letters compared to the straight word sons. With that introduction, I should mention that Linda Nielsen is a professor of Adolescent and Educational Psychology at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Her areas of expertise are the research on shared parenting, father-daughter relationships, adolescence, and children of divorce. She's an internationally recognized expert on father-daughter relationships. Linda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Linda, this is it is such an interesting topic, and everyone seems to be interested in it, and yet there's only one college course in all of the USA on the topic. Why is this so?
In all countries, not just in the United States, the emphasis has usually been on the father's relationship with the sons, because the wrong impression has been that mothers and daughters are the most important relationship, and fathers and sons are the most important relationship. In fact, that is not what the research shows, but the course on father-daughter relationships is one of a kind in the world, actually, because people don't think those relationships are as important as the daughter's relationship with her mother or the son's relationship with her father. And that is not the son's relationship and father and the daughter's relationship and father are equally important. And that is something that we just need to change our mindset about.
The relationship between fathers and sons is perhaps unfairly represented in TV ads and movies and TV
exactly.
shows. The father always seems to come off looking not his best, I guess you'd say.
Right. Well, part of what we have done in all countries, not just in the United States, part of what we have done is we have thought that the children's relationship with their mother is more important than a children's relationship with the father. In fact, the research tells us that is not true. And many countries still believe that as long as the father is providing money for the children, that's his most important role. In fact, what the research shows us is the father has a greater impact on the daughter's life than the mother has. He's the parent who has the greatest influence on what happens to the daughter, and yet, as you said, he's the one that we usually make to look like the incompetent sidekick who really is not that important. And our films show that. Our music shows that. Our jokes show that we simply are not recognizing the father's importance. And if you're a father and you grow up in a country like that, then you yourself believe as a father that you're not that important to your daughter. As long as you provide enough money, that's what she needs from you. So that's a myth that we need to get rid of, not just in the United States, but in all industrialized countries.
Yes, so maybe the fathers are contributing to it themselves. So what would you say that fathers do for their daughters?
Well, what the research shows, because again, I don't consider opinions, I just look at the research data. What the research shows us is that there's three areas of a daughter's life that the father has more impact than the mother does. The first area is men, her relationships with men, the way she relates to boys, who she marries, whether she gets involved in relationships that are good for her or bad for her, This is primarily linked to the kind of relationship she had with her father. In other words, a strong father-daughter relationship protects the daughter from making bad choices in men. The way I put this to my students is, if you didn't have a good relationship with your father, you're always out there looking desperately for things in men. The way I put it is, you're hungry for something that your father didn't give you. A hungry person is the worst shopper, because you walk into that grocery store, and if you are hungry, you're going to buy junk food. And that's what a lot of daughters do. They buy, so to speak, junk food in terms of the men that they choose. If you have a good father-daughter relationship, you don't walk out into the world with that kind of hunger, and you make better choices in the men that you date and eventually marry. The second area that the father has more impact than the mother is the amount of effort and ambition that the daughter has to be successful financially, to take care of herself, to be self-reliant, to not need a man to take care of her. So if we look at these two things, the father's giving the daughter better relationships with men and a better foundation for being a self-reliant person who does not need a man's money, who does not need a man's support and approval, who can take care of herself. And that's what fathers do better than mothers do for their daughters.
So with fathers wanting to have that that good effect on their daughters, what would you say would be quality fathering?
Quality fathering involves three things. First, you must spend time alone with your daughter. Okay? Don't have the mother there. Don't have the stepmother there. Don't have any of the other siblings there. Spend time by yourself with your daughter. Especially if she becomes a teenager, don't back away from her. Stay involved in her life, but it needs to be one-on-one time, because very different things happen when other people are not around. The father and daughter need to be alone so they can talk about things and be honest with one another and get to know one another without anybody else there interfering with their relationship. So that's the major thing I would suggest to fathers, and it's the major thing I would suggest to daughters, because very often it's the daughter who's pushing the father away, and daughters need to stop doing that.
This is all speaking about the natural father. In our society now, where various estimates, but it could be 40% of marriages end in divorce, and you finish up with a stepfather. Mm-hmm. How does that affect the father-daughter relationship when there's now a new person there, a stepfather?
Unfortunately, what happens in most divorces is the mother pushes the father out of the daughter's life. It's not about a stepfather. It's that when the parents separate, the mother is angry, or she's hurt, or she's heartbroken, and what she does, not meaning to do any harm to her daughter, is she pushes the father out of her daughter's life. A stepfather can never do for a daughter what a father can do, because the stepfather is only in your life as long as he stays married to your mother. A father stays in your life no matter who marries whom or no matter who gets divorced. So what we need here is, when a divorce happens, that the mother says, as angry as I am, as hurt as I am, I need to recognize that the new man in my life, the boyfriend or the stepfather, is not a substitute father for my daughter. In other words, allow your daughter to continue having the relationship she has with her father. If she has a relationship with her stepdad, that's fine. If she doesn't, that's fine too. What we want to preserve here for the daughter's benefit is her relationship with her father.
This is a fascinating topic, and we're speaking with Dr. Linda Nielsen, a professor of adolescent and educational psychology at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're going to take a short break now, and this is a song by Brian Cadd about a dad and his new daughter. In his group Axiom, he sings a song called A Little Ray of Sunshine.
Her father said she has to have a name, not the same as her mom, but a name just the same. A little ray of sunshine has come into the world. A little ray of sunshine in the shape of a girl. We'll show her the dress that she'll wear with the gold flowing hair that nature provided. A little ray of sunshine has come into the world. A little ray of sunshine in the shape of a girl.
A little ray of sunshine.
I wanna know if you think she looks good in the paint. Her grandma has bought her.
And that was Axiom singing A Little Ray of Sunshine. We're speaking with Dr. Linda Nielsen, Professor of Adolescent and Educational Psychology at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So, Linda, we were just talking about the role of fathers and stepfathers. What about, I tend to think of it in terms of the father's side of this relationship, but then you've got the daughter. And what is the effect if the father dies very young, say when the daughter is only 3 or 4? Will he still have an influence on that daughter's life?
We actually don't have a lot of research on that because there are not many families where the father dies very early in the daughter's life. In those cases, if she has a stepfather who at an early age acts as her father, there would be very little damage done by the father dying early. In other words, the essential thing here is there's a difference in divorce and when your father dies when you're young. When your father dies when you're very young, your mother is not going to badmouth your father or try to turn you against your father. In a case of divorce or separation, very often your mother turns you against your father. So this is why the research shows that girls whose fathers die do not have the same negative outcomes as girls whose fathers and mothers divorce.
I presume it could go the other way, that the father who died could in fact be sainted or idealized in some way.
That can happen when a girl has spent many, many years with her father and then he dies, and when there is no stepfather who comes in as her new male parent. But the biggest focus that we have in the research is what happens since half of all relationships now end, even if they're not married, they end. So half of all daughters in the United States are growing up without the fathers in their home, not because the fathers died, but because the parents have separated. And this is the group where we need to try to preserve the father in the daughter's life.
And from the father's point of view, as you mentioned, separation is so common. What can a separated father do to improve the relationship with his daughter?
Well, unfortunately, the key person here is the mother, because the way that our custody laws are written, fathers are granted so little time with their children that even if the father and daughter want to spend more time together, the legal system is not given them very much time together. So the father essentially becomes an uncle. You know, if you can only see your dad 4 or 5 days a month, you can't have a father-daughter relationship. You can have an uncle relationship. So part of what has to happen here is the custody laws have to change so that they guarantee the father and the daughter the kind of time they need together to maintain their relationship.
But that being the case, I think you said earlier that it's important to spend time alone with the child. So I guess that applies doubly if you're separated, that the separated father needs to make an effort, even if he feels a little bit uncomfortable, but he needs to spend that time with his daughter.
Absolutely. And in fact, many fathers and daughters will feel uncomfortable spending time alone because they've never done this before. That's okay. The more time you practice it, the more comfortable it will become.
And I suppose that involves a degree of preparation. You think early, what would be a good thing to do with my daughter this weekend or this time I see her, whatever the arrangement is, so that it could be destructive, I suppose, if you turn up with nothing planned and the two of you sit there staring at each other for an hour and then drop her home.
Right. Well, I think, of course, it depends on the age of your daughter. And what I tell to fathers and to daughters is, if you're not sure how the two of you would spend that time together, just ask one another ahead of time, hey, we've got a whole day by ourselves, what would you like to do? In other words, you don't have to try to figure that out. Just be very direct and ask. And also be very direct and say, this feels a little uncomfortable because, you know, we've always had a mother or a stepmother or the other siblings around. Gee, let's start from scratch. What would you like to do with this time that we have together? You can start simply by going for long walks, cooking a meal together, doing outings that don't mean you have to sit down and have heavy conversations. But the easiest way to do this is, if the daughter's old enough, to ask her how she would like to spend that time alone with you. Because many daughters have a very good idea of what they would like to do with that time.
And fathers do sometimes make mistakes in this area, I'm sure. And what are some of the common mistakes that you've found that fathers do make?
I think three common mistakes dads make is that you start to give your daughter advice. The way a daughter hears advice is she thinks you're criticizing her. She thinks you're trying to control her. She thinks you're judging her. So the best way to handle this is, when your daughter tells you about something that is troubling her, or when you see that something is going awry in your daughter's life, ask her permission to give you advice. Would you like my advice on this? Would you like me to share my thoughts with you on this? In other words, make her feel that she's in control of letting you give her information to help her. Daughters are very, very bad about this. Even the most loving father presenting advice in the most loving way, the daughter responds by being upset with him because she thinks he's being critical of her. So when it comes to giving advice, ask your daughter first, hey, would you like me to give you some help and advice on this, or do you want me to just sit here and listen to you cry and whine? If that's all you want, I'll sit here and listen to you cry and whine. But if you'd like me to give you some advice for how to help this, please let me do that. The second would be for fathers to never say anything negative about the daughter's mother. Whether you're married or divorced, don't say anything about her mother. Leave the mother out of this.
Fathers have this, I think all men have this desire to want to help, so it's very hard to restrain yourself in the way you just suggested.
Yes, it's very hard, because what daughters do not understand is your father's way of loving you, your father's way of showing his love for you, is to try to help fix your problem, okay? That is how we socialize men. If you want to love your children, you try to help them when they're in trouble. You try to give them advice. Mothers, when you socialize mothers to say, all you have to do is sit there and say, oh, you poor thing, you poor thing, oh, you poor thing, you poor thing. And the daughter then feels like, oh, my mother understands me. Well, your mother has not done a thing to help you. But the way the daughter translates this is, my father's judging me. My mother understands me. It's, again, my advice to fathers is, tell your daughter you know how she feels. I know you feel terrible. I know your heart is broken. I know you're upset. Would you like me to give you some advice on how you might help yourself?
I guess it needs to be tailored for each daughter, because sometimes there are two daughters and there's a completely different reaction from each of the daughters, say.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. And actually the research shows that siblings don't have much more in common than any two strangers on the street. In other words, two children from the same family do not have the same reactions to their parents. So what works for one daughter won't work as an approach with the other. But again, if the father is spending time alone with each daughter, he will get to understand the differences between them rather than spending time with both of them together.
This is such a fascinating topic, but we've run out of time today. We'd like to thank our guest, Professor Linda Nielsen, and we're going to go out with another song. This is a song by the Beatles called She's Leaving Home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her
snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there,
Standing alone at the top of the stairs, she breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She, we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggle hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
Gee, what did we do that was wrong?
He's happy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
And that was the Beatles singing She's Leaving Home. Linda, thank you very much for being on the program today. It's been fascinating.
You're so welcome.
To all our listeners, we'd love to hear from any of you. Just go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, send us an email and we'll be in touch. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and you can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter. So until next week, once again, we thank Linda and thank you for being there in North Carolina. I think there are so many topics we must try and get you back on the show at some time in the future. So thanks again.
You're so welcome. I appreciate your calling me.
And that's it from Dads on the Air.